Okay, Daf Daled and Me'alef and Tzachim, we've begun to immerse ourselves in the Sugya Socher U'Maskir. So we read yesterday the Tosfos Dibur HaMaskel Al HaMaskir Livdok the Chamira Didehu. Just want to make a few ha'aris on that Tosfos and we'll go on in Mitzvah Shem to the next Tosfos and the Inyan of Mesiras Mafteach. So the Gemara presented the question of a maskir and a socher B'Yud Daled. Who has to do the bedika? Is it the maskir because the chametz is his, or is it the socher because it's in his? The chametz is in his rishus. We saw various ways to explain the Gemara, as we already mentioned yesterday, and we'll come back to this within Rashi. The issue of our Gemara has to do with the din bedika midrabanan. As far as the doraisa concerns about yeruya, we solved that, and what's left is only a din derabanan of bedikas chametz. And who do we impose the mitzvahs bedikas chametz on? We also pointed out from the Mekor Chaim of the Nesivis that both sides of the Gemara acknowledge that there's a basis for B'dikas Chametz Chiyuv for the other side. For example, if one of them doesn't do it, then clearly the other one should do B'dika. And the question has to do with who has the more of a reason to do B'dika, and therefore who did we impose the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz on? The Maskir for the reason the Gemara gives of Chamir Didei, or the Socher because of the reason of its Inis Rishus. The Gemara initially tries to say we have a solution because we see by mezuzah that the socher has to put the mezuzah on. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya because there we say it's chovas hadar, and that's the explanation over there, but you don't have a raya to our shaila. And then the Gemara goes on and gives the answer based on the klal of Mesiras Mafteach. If the Mesiras Mafteach happened before Leil Yudalid, then the maskir already had the chiyuv, and he does bedika. If it happened after Leil Yudalid entered, if Mesiras Mafteach was before, then the socher would do it. If the Mesiras Mafteach was after Knisus Leil Yudalid, then this maskir was already chayiv, and he'd have to do bedika. That would have to see for itself. Within the actual shayla of the Gemara, the tut studim of the Gemara, and how the Gemara goes afterwards and says tashmami mezuzah, so we have different ways to explain the Gemara. And when we looked at Tosus, we understood that Tosus had a bias. Tosus tries to figure out what is the pshat of the Gemara in the tzad that the mask is chayiv. The Gemara says, chamir didei. What's bothering Tosus implicitly is, and this is very well with Shitaso, Tosus in the Beis Amud Aleph, that the Dikas Chametz is predicated on a chshas that the person is going to come to eat the chametz on Pesach. That's what the Chachamim were mitakein b'dikas chametz. Bittul takes care of the din b'ayyar deraisa. There's a special din drabanan shema yavo la'ochlo, a halacha that you have to do b'dika. If that's the issue in b'dikas chametz, then it should be obvious that the socher should be the one to do the b'dika because the chametz is in his reshus. So that's the meaning of the Gemara second side. But Rishuso, that it's Rishuso. So what's the pshat of the Gemara? Maskir should be chayv because chamir didei. So Tosus starts with an Ein Lefarish, and we explained it yesterday. Tosus says Ein Lefarish that because the fact is that the bito has to be by none other than the maskir, it's his chametz. The other one can't do bito, it's not his chametz. And as we explained, since bito and bedika were said to be done together, that was part of the the takana bedikas chametz, habodik tzarech shivatel. And therefore, we would say perhaps that the maskir, who's doing the bittul anyway, he should do the bedika. And again, inasmuch as there's anyway a basis to understand why he does bedika, so maybe that's why we would weigh it in his favor. So then, according to that reading of the Gemara, ala maskir, because chamir didei, the words fit very well. Chamir didei, so only he can do bittul, and therefore he should do bedika. So then when the Gemara says, Tashma mi mezuzah, how does mezuzah, that the socher is chayv mi mezuzah, have to do with that issue? Says the Tosus Shan says, because the Gemara doesn't mean to say, therefore it shows me that we look more at the svara of socher because it's in his reshus, and we ignore the svara of the maskir being chayv because of chamir didei, and he's doing bitter. What does that do with mezuzah? The answer is, it's a new halacha. You see that a chobas habayis is imposed on the socher. By mezuzah, so too, a chobas habayis of bedika should be imposed on the socher based on that svara. So the Gemara says, it's not a raya. Why isn't it a raya for mezuzah? Because mezuzah chobas hadar, which means, basically, that chobas hadar is a reason to mechayev the socher, not because it's a chobas habayis that's imposed on the socher, but because it's a function of the one who's dar, and therefore the socher is chayev because he's dar in the house. And that's why he's chayev the mezuzah. This is all according to the Anglifax. What changes in Tosis Omsat, the whole Gemara takes on a whole new understanding. What the Gemara means in the Shaila, and what the Gemara wants to prove from Mezuzah, and how the Gemara deflects the Raya from Mezuzah. So we did it yesterday at the end of Shiur. I want to go over it again just to understand it very clearly. Tosis rejects the Anglifax because Tosis understood the words of the Gemara that the Shaila, the Gemara is asking, is that the Schiras took place on Yudalit itself. And that's going to be very relevant for the next Tosis about Mesiras Mavteach, as we'll soon see. But the actual Kinyan that affects the Schiras, that makes the Schiras Chal, because the deal was done on Yudalit. That's the meaning of the words of the Gemara. Damaskir Baisu Chaber Bi Yudalit. It was on Yudalit, not like some will say, Yitzorech Yudalit. And therefore, Tosu says, were I to understand the Shaila the Gemara, should we have the Maske do Bedika because he's only like a Dubito, it's his Chanesh? Should we say the Socha does it because it's his Rishus? That Shaila, if that were the Shaila, then we wouldn't have to be discussing a Schiras on Yudalit. We could be discussing a Schiras on Yugimu too, and we have two sides to the question. Because of this question, Tosu therefore rejects the first Pshat. And learns differently in what the Gemara says. What's the Gemara saying? Al maski liv dok te chamira di dehu. Says Tosus, the issue is the following. Since it's chamira di day, says the Tosa Rash, meaning it was chamira di day on Kinesas Erev Pesach, Kinesas Leil Yadalid. So it was chal already, the chiyu bedika sha'achas, before the schirus. Therefore, should we say that the maskir remains the one chayv bedika because he already was chal on him, the chiyav bedika? Or do we say no, that since it was transferred to the socher before Pesach and Erev Pesach, and the socher has the chametz in his vishus, and in every way that's a very strong reason why the socher should do bedika, as we said before in Tosis, chamsham yavul ochlo. So therefore, once there's a schirus, so the chiyuv transfers from the maskir onto the socher, and the socher becomes the one that's chayiv and bedika. Do we say no? Maybe once it's chal on the maskir, it remains on the maskir. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Now, immediately we should recognize there's the dochik in the Lashna Gemara, and maybe we'll try to say something in a second about that. The Lashna Gemara is difficult. Achronim ask, what's the Lashna Gemara? Why is the maskir doing it? Chamir didei. That's not the issue. It's not just chamir didei. What else is it? The other side of the Gemara is Chamir Didei or Socher because the Chametz is in his what? His Rishus. No, both are by the Maske. It's not more this than the other. The Gemara is contrasting Chamir Didei versus Rishusa. That's good if you say it's his Chametz, it's not his Rishus. It's the Maske's Chametz, it's the Socher's Rishus. According to the Pshat of Tosfos, the Gemara is saying it was already Chal on him, the Chibadika. How does Gemara express that idea? Chamir Didei. It's not Chamir Didei any more than Rishus Shiloh. Why are we hopping on the fact that it's Chamir Didei? Very difficult Lashon HaGemara. Chamir Didei on Leil Yudalit. It wasn't just Chamir Didei, it was also Rishus Shiloh. Okay, leave that on the side. So the Gemara says, let's prove it from Mezuzah. What is Gemara showing by Mezuzah? See, here it's everything changes. Until now, we've been learning Tashma and Mezuzah that the Gemara was not discussing the particulars of the Shaila of Chametz and showing from Mezuzah one side over the other, that the Socher's Tzad wins because Rishuso is what weighs over the Chamir Didei. It's rather because the issue is not related to Mezuzah until now, until we learned this new Pshat of Tosis. Rather, it's a new idea. The idea is, nu, Chovas HaBayis is Chal on the Socher. Comes to Gemara and says, no, Chovas Hador, it's not about Chovas HaBayis, it's specifically Chovas Hador, so don't bring that issue in. You have no right to bring a raya that Chovas HaBayis goes on a socher with that type of question. According to Tosfos, according to the Ri, it's very different. The Tashma from Mezuzah is specific to our issue. What's our issue? Once the mitzvah was chal, the chiv was chal on the maskir, but now there's a cause to argue that now the socher should assume the obligation because after all, the chametz is mishus and the whole point of bedika is shema yabal ochlo. Therefore, maybe with the schiras, the chiyuv transfers from maskir to socher. Says the Gemara, I have a raya that, in fact, that's true. Because you see by mezuzah that originally the obligation of mezuzah would be on the maskir. Now he rents the house, and now we say that the chi of a mezuzah is on the socher. So you see that with this chirus, the chi of transfers to the socher. So to bei chametz. So the raya is specifically targeted to the shaila at hand. Everyone hear that, right? But now you recognize the teretz has to be reinterpreted. What's the dichui of the Gemara? No raya. Why? Because says the Gemara, it's different over there, and Misharsha taught us, mezuzah chobas hadarhi. Now Tos has a problem. You can't read that those words anywhere, the way that we read it until now. How do we read until now? Chobas hadar is a reason to mechayev the socher, because he's dar. That's not our issue. The issue is not why the socher is chayev. The issue is why over there do we more readily take the chiv off of the maskir onto the socher, and chametz wouldn't be that way. So what the Gemara has to be doing in the teretz is something very different than what we were saying until now, according to all other pshatim. We're not trying to figure out why the socher should be chayv. That was never the issue. The issue is why it doesn't prove by chametz that the chiyuv should be now assumed by the socher and no longer by the maskir. Why is it different over there that we say that the chiyuv falls off of the maskir, goes onto the socher, and chametz should be different? Says Tosfos, you have to read the Gemara like this. Chovas hadar. It's almost a different nigun in the words. It's a chovas hadar. So the maskir is not dar in the bais. It's not chovas hadar, therefore the socher is chayv. It's chovas hadar. So the maskir wouldn't need to be socher the bias to be potter. He doesn't have to live in the house, he's potter. The neva is a pasut that the socher is chayv mezuzah, because just the fact that the maskir is not in the house is enough that he's potter. It's not that the chiyuv transfers, that be'etzem he assumed the chiyuv and now it's going over to the socher. His chiyuv itself was itself limited by a condition called darv. He's not darv, he's never not chayv. So obviously the socher is chayv. So it's not chobas hadar. I want to hear you. You know, I didn't scream as much yesterday. I didn't have the kamidim in front of me. So now I can give you the flavor of the vart of the Gemara's teretz. Chobas hadar is not a reason to mechayev the socher. Chobas hadar is a reason why the maskir's chiv mele doesn't exist. Therefore, the socher is going to mele bichayev mash ekin by chametz, where the cause, the sibra, the basis for the chiv hamaskir has not changed. Why should the maskir be chayiv? The maskir assumed the chiyuv, and there's nothing in that should not continue to exist. Except the only thing that changed is that there's somebody else that perhaps has a better cause and a better reason to be chayiv. But it's not as if there's anything that's changed in terms of that which was underlying the chiyuv hamaskir. So now the issue is, maybe the maskir's chiyuv cannot leave. So we see not by mezuzah, there's no way to prove it, because there the maskir's chiv is no longer existing because he's not there in the house. So it's, again, you understand very well what the Gemara is doing according to Tosfos in the Teretz. I just want to add what I again said to Kitzur yesterday, but it's kedai to emphasize it. The Tosfos, you know, Peretz touches on it. There's another thing that hangs in the balance here in how to read Chovas Hadar. According to the way we just read, Chovas Hadar is not coming to explain why the socher is chayv. Chovas Hadar is explaining why the maskir is no longer chayv. He wouldn't have to be socher the house. He's just not dar in the house. And that is, if I had to ask you, Rabosai, a socher who doesn't own the house is chayv in mezuzah. We learn, Gemara says in Menachis, he's chayv after being there for 30 days. That's the halacha. Eretz Yisrael is different, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz Laretz, if he's there for 30 days, he's chayiv. It's a machlokes, Tosus in Menachos Mem Dalet, and Tosus Ben Peretz here also brings it out. Machlokes, whether that chiyuv of the socher, who doesn't own the house, he just lives in the house, is a chiyuv d'oraisa or chiyuv d'rabbana. Because it's strange. It's only if he's there 30 days. So like, manafshach, if it's chayiv d'oraisa, even though he doesn't own the house, so then why only 30 days? On the other, so maybe it's only Drabbanan. So Drabbanan Machayv, 30 days. That's the Shaila and Tosfos here, Menachos Mem Dalet, and Binu Peretz over here. Because we know what the word Beischa, we darshan, means Derech Biyascha, and so on. But there's another Beischa, and maybe because it says twice, first two parshas of Kriyashma, it says Beishcha, so maybe there is a halacha that has to be your house. So midaraisa, maybe a socha is not chaybim is a midaraisa, only rabbana. On the other hand, no, maybe it's a chi of doraisa, and still, ad shloshim yom, he's not really considered a resident, and therefore it's not chayv until 30 days. So that's the shayla and tosus here, menachas and valid. Rabosei, this issue would be very much totally in how to read our Gemara. What did the Gemara mean when it gave the dichui of the Gemara that it's not a raya from mezuzah because chovas hadarhi? If the Gemara was explaining why the socher is chayiv, then presumably the Gemara is saying he's chayiv midaraisa. That's the basis for the chiyuv. So that comes out, that's mefurish in the Gemara, that's the din daraisa. Gemara is saying, why is the socher chayiv? Don't bring a raya to this issue that a chovas habayis goes on the socher. It's a different halacha. It's because of the chiyuv of the socher. That means Misham Rasa, Rashi says, it's Mishamer him. It's a reason why the Tzocher should be Chayyab, because he's Mishtamish in the house, Derech B'yascha. But according to Tosus Pshat, we don't have to get into that question. We're not taking a stand on whether the Chiva Tzocher Lacha Shloshim Yom is the Rasid Rabbanim. Because all we're trying to explain, it could be you need Beischa, you need to be your house, but you need something else. There's a second condition. A socher is chayv rabbanan, not daraisa. It has to be your house. But if it's your house and you don't live in the house, you're also patur. So all the Gemara was trying to explain was why the maskir is patur even if he doesn't rent the house, as long as he doesn't live in the house. So therefore, the Gemara is not entering in any way into this shaila that Tosfos Menachos Daf Mem Daled is discussing, and the Tosfos Ben Peretz over here, whether there's a chiyuv d'oraisa or d'rabbanan for somebody who doesn't own the house, he just rents the house. That's immaterial to our Gemara. Chovas hadar is only specific to a person who doesn't live in the house being pater. As far as the condition that you need to be chayiv, that has to be your house, that could also be true. But if it's your house and you're not dar in the house, so then you wouldn't be chayiv. And that's all the Gemara is discussing. So we don't have to take a side on the other question, and that's what you see in a bit of parents here. You can say one or the other. You could say, yes, a socher is chayv daraisa, but only shloshim yom, if he's here for shloshim yom, as he explains, that you're a resident, or you could say that he's only chayv rabbana. And it's immaterial, because the issue is not about why he's chayv, it's about why someone who's not daris pater. Everyone hear the nekuda? Just one more nekuda before we go on to the next tosfos. And also recognize the chayra comes out that when the Gemara is machriya the shayla, we're going to discuss Mesiras Mafteach soon, but ultimately the shayla of the Gemara already was anticipating the issue that comes out of Maskana. Does the chiyuv lift? Does the chiyuv lift from the maskir to the socher if there was a schiras on your dalet? So the Gemara is going to say it depends when the Mesiras Mafteach was. That's coming up in the next tosis, which means to say that fundamentally something could cause, right, if the chiyuv was already chal and you didn't have mesiras mafteach, then the chiyuv does not go over to the socher. So in a sense, we resolve the question in favor of saying that once the chiyuv was chal on the maskir, it doesn't go over to the socher. In a sense, that's what comes out for tosis. We'll see more of the details in the next tosis. What about the Diyuk HaLashon HaGemara? What's the tzad that the maskir is chayiv? Lashon HaGemara, chamira didei. What's our problem? Says the Tosfos Rashi, chamira didei on Leil Yudalit. It's not just chamira didei, it's also reshusei. Why does Mar pick one variable over the other? As far as reshusei, it's also nothing happened till Yudalit. I'll tell you what I think. Chiddush. This svara, that once the chiyuv is chal already, it doesn't lift, it stays, and it doesn't go over to the other, to the socher. That svara is only when even after the transfer of the schirus, the basis, the cause, the siba for the chiyuv of the maskir is still here. Namely, why would the maskir be chayiv? The maskir owns the chametz. The maskir still owns the chametz even after he rents the house. So a simple vort. the Gemara didn't want to pick the fact that it was Meshuseh, because Meshuseh is only at the time of Leil Yudalit. But once there was a Shchirus, the Reshus of the Chametz is no longer the Maskirs. So for that, maybe there's no such Svara that the Chiyuv is Chal already. Because the reason the Chiyuv is Chal no longer holds, just like we said by Mezuzah. If I'm not living in the house, I don't have to put a Mezuzah on. So therefore, don't tell me that the Chiyuv remains by me even after I rent the house, because it's irrelevant. I don't live in the house. So there's no reason to be machayev me later on if I'm not living in the house, right? Like we said before. So if the Gemara would focus on the fact that it was chal already the chiyuv based on what? Not based on the fact it's my chametz. Based on it's the maskir's, reshus ha-chametz is the maskir. But that could not be a reason to explain why the chiyuv remains on the maskir after he rents it. Because once he rents it, the chametz is no longer in his reshus. So the fact that once upon a time, the night of Yudalit was in his reshus, maybe that's not enough of a reason that the chiyuv should remain on the maskir if it's not reshus, the reshus chametz is not the maskir's anymore. So what does the Gemara say? Why is it the fact that the chiyuv remains by the maskir, because what critical factor existed before and remains in place? What hamira didei, and that's me. And therefore, even though there's also a cause for the bedika for the socher, because it's his reshus, and after all, he's the one that might eat it. Correct. It's reshus ha-socher. But there's a chametz shel ha-maskir that was and still is by the maskir. That's what the Gemara picked, chamir didei, and not reshus. If this is true, Abosai, I'm going to ask you a very interesting question. What would you tell me in the following question? If the logic we just suggested is correct, very interesting question. You have to investigate and see what the halacha should be. Suppose it was rented out to a socher, everything was done before you got it. Okay? Yud Gimel. Eshchiros, Kinyan, Messias Mefteach, you name it, everything. So now we're coming into Yudalit, and who has the Chiyuv Digas Chametz? No? The Socher. Now, let's assume, you have to know the terms of Schirus, let's assume a Socher is allowed to be renting it, he has permission to rent it to another person. So Socher number one rents it on Erev Pesach to Socher number two. And he hasn't done Bidikas Chametz Leil Yudalit. Now it's the 14th of Nisan in the morning. Okay? Leil Yudalit, who had the obligation of Bidikas Chametz? Socher. Right? Everything was done before. Comes the morning of Yudalit, it's now the Rishus, the Chametz is the Rishus of Socher number two. Whose has the Chiyuv Bidikas Chametz? No, wait. Think. It was chal already. It was already chal the chiv on the socher. But by virtue of what was it chal the chiv on the socher?
Bershusekai. It was only by Bershusekai.
Oh, but that factor, that siba, that nachayim, the socher, no longer holds on Yom Yadalit because he rented it to a second socher. So here, we wouldn't necessarily be able to assume that it was chal the chiv on socher number one. And therefore, he's still mechuyev in the morning because he had the chiyuv on Leil Yudalit. No, because when do we say that svara? We only say that svara if the basis for his chiyuv has not disappeared, except that he's no longer, right? There's someone else that now should assume it. And it's more reason to mechayev that person based on the klalim of bedikas chametz. So in a case of a maskir and a socher, where the Gemara says that the critical factor is chamira didei, it's his chametz. So that's what the Gemara picks on, because that factor of chamir didei doesn't change even after the schirus, except that what changed? It's now reshus ha-socher. And if it's reshus ha-socher, there's more reason to say that the socher should do it because he's the one that might eat it. So reshus didei is the reason of saying somebody of a ochlik. The Tosafot Rashi pointed out. That's what it means, reshusei, because he might eat it. But then again, there's also a cause for the maskir to do it because of the fact that he was a Mishnei Chayiv, and that basis of Chamir Didei still exists even after the Sefirus, and that's where they might pick that particular factor. But that's where we have it sad to say the maskir remains Chayiv. But in the case that I gave you, where it was Socher number one to Socher number two, where the whole basis for Socha number one becoming chayiv on the night of Yadad was only Rishusei, and when it gets rented to another Socha, it's no longer Rishusei of the first Socha, so maybe it should be Pashut that the chayiv would now go over to Socha number two, because the whole Svara of the Gemara of the Tzad of Maske being chayiv is only based on Chamir Didei and not based on Rishusei, so it's a chidush comes out. We're not just answering a Diyuk HaLashon HaGemara. If we're correct in the Svara behind it, it would come out an interesting Nafkamina, which again, we have to check it out and see if that's correct. But if we assume that such a Svara is correct, then it would be unique to the situation of a Maskir and a Socher, and not to Socher number one and Socher number two. And give me another Nafkamina. I talked about yesterday, not just Maskir and Socher. What about another interesting Shah that the Achronim talk about? Not Maskir and Socher, but who remembers? So the Mocher was Chayiv in Bedika Leil Yudalit, and he sold it in the morning of Yudalit. Would the Svara of the Gemara hold over there that Maskir should be remain Chayiv because he was already assuming the Chayiv on Leil Yudalit? But the Gemara says Chamira Didei, and that's how the Gemara presents the Tzad that the Maskir should remain Chayiv. So why Chamira Didei? So by Maskir, the Chamira Didei remains a basis for a chiyuv even after schiras. The chametz is still his. It's just not his reshus. So now there's another reason that the socher should be chayiv. Does it transfer? Does it not transfer? But in the case of mocher v'lokeach, where there's no longer even the basis of the chiyuv, so maybe in that regard, so now it gets to mezuzah that we said that there, there's no shayla, and it can be assumed by the other person. And maybe mocher v'lokeach, the lokeach will be chayiv. Interesting chidushim to think about. This is all. This is the har I wanted to bring in with regard to the tosis of yesterday. Yeah.
Isn't that very similar to this one we were discussing? Was it the Ran, right? That you needed both conditions of the Mechira wouldn't have worked because it's not the house. So is Rebbe saying it like the flip side also, that the same would be true if it wasn't Chamir Didei?
I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Meaning by the Ran, we said Rebbe was Madaik that because he doesn't own the house anymore, right? Owning the house is relevant also. So,
right.
if you own the chametz but he didn't own the house, then he for sure wouldn't be chayiv. So is Rebbe saying the flip side that if he sold the house, that the reason why he wouldn't be chayiv is also because he's not chamir today?
Right. If you assume that owning the house is part, I should add the Ran in. Right. You're assuming that owning the chametz is also not just owning the chametz, owning the house. Then it comes out we don't have the full basis for the chiyuv that remains later on. Right. If it's just about owning the chametz, so if he sold the house, he could still own the chametz in the chanami. I think you're right. I think I should add that point. If you assume like the deal of the Ran, that the mechayiv is not just the owning of the chametz, but owning the house. Then you could argue that by selling the house, you no longer have that. You no longer have that full mechayiv that you had before, right? If you hold that just owning the chametz is enough, then I don't know if this nafkamina may not necessarily be a nafkamina, but the first nafkamina would be a nafkamina. But a socher going to another socher, you're correct. I think you have to add that. Yeah, I'm saying if the basis for the if you find a way that he wouldn't own the chametz, but there'd still be something, right. You're correct. I stand. I want to modify what I said. Right. Okay, good. Let's go on to the next tosis. Nishmasa Mafteach. This is a whole sugya also in its own right. Let's go into it. So the Gemara's Maskana. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, I have an answer to the question from a Brice. It's Nina. Hamaskir Baisa Chavero. I think you took already enough, no? More? Yeah, a few more. Okay, fine. Okay, you're doing a good job. Okay. Okay. Hamaskir Bayis Lachaver, you guys don't understand, but it's okay. Okay. What? Okay, you can get from this angle, you'll get the picture people on the screen. Okay. Good. Chaver, come. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Hamaskir Bayis Lachavero, Imatsel Masal Maftechos Chalar Ba'asar Ala Maskir Livdok, the Mishamasal Maftechos Chalar Ba'asar Ala Socha Livdok. So the critical factor, says the Gemara, is the handing over of the key. Let's emphasize here. L'chora, how many keys are there?
One.
There's one key. I didn't feel bad. I didn't need to. No, okay. No, it's okay, right? It's what? It's okay? What? Okay. There's one key. Who has the key? Was the key handed over already at the time that Yud Dalet entered. Now, yesterday we were clearing a little bit with the Rashi. I found afterwards, I was thinking, trying to find about this, the deal that we had in Rashi. Is it a function of Leil Yud Dalet, the beginning of Leil Yud Dalet, is it a function of the whole Leil Yud Dalet? Lashon Rashi is a bit vague. If anything, he sosa himself, right? Rashi says, Lashon Rashi again, let's take a look. Rashi says, this is the point that Tosi is going to harp on. Rashi learns that there's a kinyan schiras that happens through the mesiras mafteach. The im ad shelo masar mafteach nichnas leil arba asar chala chovas abedika al hamaskir. If prior to the handing over of the key, nichnas leil arba asar, that Yud Dalet entered, seisa kochavim of Yud Dalet began before the key was handed over, and that's the kinyan haschiras, Rashi says, then the chiyuv was chal already on the maskir, because at that point it was still in his rishus, and therefore the chiyuv took effect on him. Even though he gave the key over by day. So, wait a second. Is it about after the nighttime began, it was chalalav and it doesn't change and remains on him? Or is it good enough if he gave over the key throughout the night before the morning and then it's still enough for the socha to be chayv? It's only if he gave it by day that's a problem. It's strange in the Lashon of Rashi, you know? So I found the Rosh Yosef. Who's the Rosh Yosef? Anyone know? Prima Gadin. Wrote a sefer for a number of mesachtes, Rosh Yosef. So he has this deal that we have, Baruch Hashem. I found he quotes this question in Rashi. Milas bayom soso masakasav nichnas leil yadalid. Rashi says afterwards bayom. Rashi before says leil yadalid. The chen hu ha emes. See, so what is really the emes? The afapish a masal of the emsa alayla. Even if he gave it the emsa alayla, kosher tchilas alayla. Haya bimaskir has. If it's tchilas alayla, it was by the maskir. Then the maskir tzarech livdok. So the cutoff is not the end of the night. The cutoff is the beginning of the night. And so it's mashma lahalacha. If you look in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, it's mefurish that way. The Lashon HaTorah is b'tchilas leil arba asar shehu haschalas man habedika zman chi habedika is the simon taf gamed zayin chal alav muta livdok. So he says tchilas leil arba asar. So even though Rashi says afterwards bayom, the ikar diuk of Rashi is the beginning. So we have to understand that's clear. But the critical point is the beginning of Leil Yud Dalet. What is the significance of Mesiras Mafteach? So Rashi says that's the kinyan haschiras, and this becomes a whole tumul. Zoktos, Pirush Rashi, the Mesiras Mafteachos Kona. In other words, according to Rashi, the kinyan of the schiras, which happens through giving over the key to the premises, if that occurred before Leil Yud Dalet, then the socher assumes the obligation because comes Leil Yud Dalet, he's already a socher. And if it was after Knesset Leil Yud Dalet, then the maskir already was chayv. The Ein Nira L'Ri. The Ri, Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Why? The Ha'amin two gemaras. The Aminan v'Meruba. Kishem shekarka niknes b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. Kach shchiras karka nikne b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. So that's the first point Tosfos brings. The Gemara in Meruba. So let me read the Gemara here. That's Ayin Tes. Mamish the lesson that Tosfos quotes. That means that there's three methods that karka is transferred through kinyanim. Kesef, shtar, chazaka. Kach schirus nikneis b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. The Gemara says, what kind of schirus? Schirus metaltin and not shaykh to shtar. Well, explain schirus karka. So schirus karka has a din like karka. And karka is nikneis in one of these three methods. V'lo arminan de nahadi mesiras mafteach. So what is the significance of mesiras mafteach? It's not going to work for schirus karka. That's what the Gemara says. These are three methods. Tosfos learns these three methods are exhaustive. The list is exhaustive. That's it. So what is the significance of El Kimanda Amar Lechazekukni? Kimanda Amar means like he would have said, not like the one who holds. Kimanda Amar, it's the equivalent of saying for a mocher to say to a lokeach on karka, be my guest, make a chazaka. The halach is kesef star chazaka. Those are the three methods. Chazaka requires that the mocher authorize the potential lokeach to do the chazaka. He has to tell him, go ahead and make the chazaka, do the tikkun on the karka, go shovel, do whatever it is to do an act of bailus of chazaka. He told him, lech chazeku kni. So that's the other Gemara Tosis quotes, also Balakama, Daphnun Days. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, by Chazaka, you have to tell the person, Lechazeko Kni, and Hamocher Bayis Chavero, says the Gemara Shubha Levi, says, Kevan Shem Masalo Mafteach Kan. The Gemara explains, what does that mean? Masalo Mafteach Kan. What's going on here? What's the Messias Mafteach doing here? La'olam b'chazaka. But the halacha is a boy. A mocher has to tell the lokeach, go make the chazaka. The kevan the masal mafteach kiman the omar lechazeku kni dami. So that's the two gemaras Tosis quotes. Gemara number one, shchiras karka has the methods of karka kesef shtar chazaka. Gemara number two, what is Messias Mafteach do? Messias Mafteach is the authorization of Lechazeko Kni. So where do you come away saying that you can use Messias Mafteach as a kinyan on the Schirus? That's Tosu's problem on Rashi. So what does Rashi hold apparently? It's interesting. It's even before Rashi, there's something even more extreme than Rashi. L'chor, what's the pshat for Rashi? Let's maybe speak out the Karban Asana already says. L'chor, what's Rashi's answer? What's Rashi's answer? Yeah?
You don't need to keep Rashi's enough as a literal
kinyan. No, Rashi seems to say it is. Rashi seems to say that's the kinyan of the Schirus. So, let's see. The Gemara's Lechazeko Kni is Mesiras Mafteach for purposes of being Kona what? Shchiras Karka or Karka? It's only making it a Lechazeko. It's not the Chazaka. It's Lechazeko Kni. It's like saying, go do the Chazaka. That's when the Chazaka is being used to purchase Karka itself. So the second Gemara is talking about Karka itself. All Rashi said was that Mesiras Mafteach is good enough for Shchiras Karka. Right? So there Rashi says that's a method of acquiring the Shchiras. Shchiras is rights to use it, not total bailus. The Gemara's going to have later discussion, Shchiras Kanya, Lo Kanya, we'll have to discuss in the Gemara exactly what Shchiras means. But Shchiras Chora is not full bailus. It's only right to use it. So Rashi's Chiddush is that there's a method called Mesiras Mafteach, which is used for Shchiras. What about the other Gemara? The Gemara says that just as Karka is Niklis B'Kesef Shtar V'Chazaka, so is Shchiras. No, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that you can't have something that works for Shchiras that doesn't work for Karka. Gemara just said that the methods that are good to be acquiring Karka are good to acquire Shchiras Karka. Does that mean that there's no other method that's unique to Shchiras Karka? Gemara didn't say that. So that's basically what the Karban Asanel here on the Rush points out in explaining Rashi. He explains Rashi Pires and Mesiras HaMafteach Kana, the Rehisiga Rashi from the Gemara Meruba and the Gemara in Hapara, the Efshel Yashi Pires Rashi, he writes, the Halo Omar, the Gemara in Meruba doesn't say Kishem shekarka ena niknes ela begimul drachim kach shchiras. The Gemara doesn't say that just as karka only has these three methods and no more, so the shchiras have only these three methods. That's why the Gemara didn't say that. The lashon of the Gemara was different. The karma dahani gimul kinyanim shchiras gam ken nikne behem. Okay, that means the kesef shtachazaka are valid kinyanim to acquire karka, So too, they're valid kinyanim to acquire schiris karka. But va'adifa, yes, the schiris, the mesiras mafteach kana. Okay, and why should that be true? Why should mesiras mafteach be a valid way to acquire schiris karka and not karka itself? Va'ainu taima, the beschiris in a kona habayis ki imladerbo. You're getting the right to live in the house and to enter the house and to use the house. No? So once you have some demonstration symbolically that now you'll be able to access the house for its usage and you can use it and print things in and so on. So that's the kinyan to acquire schiras. Mr. Aiken, if your mamas mocha, the gufa, the house itself from the ground to the top, that's a different story. Then you need a real strong kinyan. You can't just have a serious mafteach. You need a chazaka. Or you need one of the three methods. So basically, that's the issue of Bedas Rashi. What is interesting, this already is much more difficult to figure out a issue, and that's the Rashbam that Tosus quoted in Baba Kamen and Beis from the Rashbam and Baba Basra. Rashbam says a greater chiddush than what we just said, Bedas Rashi. Rashbam says, Tosus quotes it here in Beis and in Baba Kama. Rashbam writes in Baba Kamen Nun Beis, also in Beis, interesting. Now God our kosh of Nixi Ager, he says, if you can have chazaka with a mocher, you can have chazaka on Nixi Hefker, like a ger that died without Yoshim, and you can go and do a Maisa Kinyan like chazaka, right, and be called the Nixi Ager. So he says, by Schirus Batim, the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Dalit, the Masal Maftechos works for a socher, says the Rashbam, so too it works to be kona from somebody else a house. Says the Rashbam, that's only by a mocher or a maskir that Mesiras Mavteach works to acquire either the Schiras HaBayis or the Guf HaBayis. But Nechsi Ager, there's no one handing it over to you, so you couldn't have Mesiras Mavteach. The Rashbam Kinira is saying that you can use Mesiras Mavteach to manage to be kona karka. That's a pella, that's the chur against the Gemara that Tosis is quoting. It's only Alech HaZeko Kni that it is, but it's not mamish to Maisa Kinyan. That's not going to help us, but that's not, we don't need, for Rashi, we don't need to say that. That's drastic, that's radical, to say that it works as a Kinyan from when you're borrowing from somebody else. But Rashi will hold that specifically for Schirus, it's considered the Kinyan, and that's how Rashi learned the sugya. So Mesiras Mavteach is the kinyan aschiras. If that happened before Yedalid, El Yedalid, then the Soches Chayav B'dika. If it happened after Knesset El Yedalid, even during the night, it's already Damascus Chayav B'dika. That's according to Rashi. Someone had a question out there, yeah?
Yeah. For the Korban Nisana, is it that he did a kinyan through Kesef Shtar Chazaka and then the keys, giving over the keys is what makes the Kenyan chal, because he's living in there then, or that's actually, it's like the Rashbam, that's the actual Maisa Kenyan, the Mesira Mavtecho.
According to the Rashbam,
the Korban Nisana.
According to the Korban Nisana, Bedas Rashi, what we're saying is the following. If you want to acquire a piece of karka, piece of real estate, then you have to use one of three Kenyanim, Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Chazaka requires an authorization of the Mocher in the form of Lech HaZeko Kni, which can be accomplished through Mesiras Mavteach, and that's a way of giving him the authorization to go do the chazak. But Mesiras Mavteach itself will not work to acquire the karka for him. He'll have to do it through the chazak. However, what Rashi would be saying here is the following. If all you want to acquire to begin with is not the actual piece of land to own it, but just the right to use it as a socher, the schirus, here, giving over the mafteach, which is giving him access to be able to use the premises, that becomes a kinyan to affect that schirus. You don't have to do, now you could have also a kesef shtar chazaka, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama Perek Meruba. But you have another additional method to acquire for the schirus to take effect. And that would be Mesiras Mavteach.
So that's the same as the Rashbam?
No, it's not. The Rashbam is saying a greater chiddush. The Rashbam is saying that Mesiras Mavteach will work to acquire the Guf HaKarka as long as there's a person who's selling it to you. He says, you know when it won't work? It won't work by Nechse Ager. There you have to, you limit it to Kesef Shtar Chazaka.
Same by Mechira.
What?
The Rashbam saying by Mechira it would work.
by mechira it would work to acquire the gufa karka. Rashi's not saying that far.
Right.
The Gemara says that kesef shtar chazaka, those are the methods the Gemara said for schiris karka. And the Gemara says that all that Mesiris Mavtiach can do is make it lechazek o kni. It's an authorization for chazaka, but not its own kinyan. The Rashbam seems to assume that when you're buying karka from someone else, you could actually use Mesiris Mavtiach as the kinyan itself. That's against the Gemara of lechazek o kni. The Gemara says all it is in lieu of lechazek o kni. It's not a maaser kinyan by itself.
Okay. Rabbi, I originally like read it wrong, but I'm thinking, why? Maybe you don't have to go as like radical as the Korban Asana, and you could just say, really, the Rashi is saying, like, really, the Soker did do a Maisa Kinyan, and the giving of the keys is just what makes the Kinyan Chal, because it won't work unless he's able to live in there, and only once he has the keys, he's able.
That's not what Rashi said. I mean, that combination that we're going to talk about in Tosis and the Rishonim, we'll get to, but we have to see how to configure it exactly, whether there was a Kinyan besides, there wasn't a Kinyan, we'll get there. Tosis, the Ran, we'll get there. But Rashi doesn't say, what about any real Kinyan? Tashtus, according to Rashi, Pashupshat, I don't know, maybe there are always to learn. Pashupshat, so Tosis took Rashi. All you have, why did Gemara pick this Kinyan? I don't know. But according to the way we understand Rashi, it could have been any Kinyan. If the Kinyan Aschiris, the Aschiris took effect prior to El Yadalit, through any Maisa Kinyan that affects the Aschiris, Rashi wants you to know, you should know, you could even have a Kinyan of Aschiris through Mesiris Mavtiach. So Mark picks that. But if the Kinyan Aschiris already was Chal before Yadalit, so then of course, the Chir is the Socher, and that's the answer. But if And that's basically saying, in terms of our two studim of the Shaila, understand according to Rashi, which side is really given more weight now in our original question? Who did they impose the chiv on? Maskir because Chamididei or the Socher because of the Shusei? So in effect, what the Gemara's Maskana is going to be saying is giving more weight to which side of the Chakira. If we discuss
Maskir.
Maskir or Socher? No.
Point to those was Maskir.
No, it's just that if the maskir was already chal on him, if it was already chal the chiyuv, then it doesn't leave. But in terms of the lumdish of the two tzadim of the shaila, which tzad really, because we're saying here that if the socher became the socher before Leil Yadalid, even though the chametz is still the maskir's chametz, but just the fact that it's Mishusei of the Socher is enough that the Socher has to do it. So really, which side is given more weight now, according to Rashi?
According to Rashi, it was Socher, according to Rashi. But according to...
Except that if we already have the Chi of having been Chal in the Maskir, then it's not going to be lifting from him. According to Rashi, again, we'll come back to Rashi tomorrow, more to discuss back about Yerod, the component of Rashi. But however you learn it, at the end of the day, we're left with the Chi of Drabanan of Bedikas Chametz, and the Shaila was, do we give the chiv on the maskir for his reasons or the socher for his reasons? And the answer is, depends when the socher became the socher with the chalosa kinyan of schirus. But once you establish that he was a socher with the kinyan schirus, you still have the svar to argue that the maskir should do bedika, but we don't acknowledge that. We say, no, the socher is chayv. The only caveat is, if the maskir, we bring in a new factor, if the maskir already assumed the chiv, well, yadala, then it remains his chiv.
Rebbe?
Yeah,
Rebbe?
Point to Rashi, the picture of the sugya. A second. Understand, this is going to, another nekuda why Tosis Pshat is going to have to obviously have a different picture, is according to Rashi, l'chora, what would be the meaning of the Lashna Gemara when the Gemara says, Hamaskir b'as chaver b'arba aser? No? When was the schiras? It wasn't Arba Asar. Was it Arba Asar? When was the transaction of the Schiris? Was it on Arba Asar? Was for the sake of Arba Asar? It was before. And this is how the Ran and others showed him assume that the Gemara doesn't mean that the actual transaction and the discussions were on your dollar. Tosis took that for granted. That was the reason Tosis rejected the Engel Farish in the Gemara before. But Tosis, we're going to see, as we're going to come in Tosis in a minute, Tosis is going to have to come up with a way to work out the Mesiris Mavtiach can suddenly work even though there was no Kinyan. Because the Kinyan Aschiris is only happening on Yadalid when the Aschiris is being worked out. And yet Mesiris Mavtiach, Gabi Bedikas Chametz, is going to suddenly have tremendous weight. A whole new idea. But Lamaisa, according to Tosus, the fundamental terror of the Gemara is going to assume that once the Chiyuv is Chal, Itaka remains that way, the mask is Chiyuv. But there's a whole new idea, Mesiris Mavtech, that we see in Tosus. But according to Rashi, fundamentally, the question is resolved in favor of the Socher, but once the Chiyuv is Chal in the mask already, it remains the mask is Chiyuv. But for Rashi, there's an extra Chiddush in terms of what makes the Mesiris Chal. And that's Mesiris Mavtech, a Kinyan has Chiyuv. Ari.
Right. What's the Dibur Masla of the Rishbam? Because when we started looking it up in there's like their Mitzayin, something on Gimel Amud Aleph. So we saw something there that didn't go as far as what Rebbe said. There's like a Rishbam there that mentioned something about Tzchiris. Rebbe mentioned Dafgan and Bezim and Bez and said that it carries over to Mashir. So I just wanted to see which.
The Tosfos, I thought I gave you the Tosfos in Bava Kamma and Beis, who was quoting the Rashbam.
I mean, I meant the Rashbam in Bava Basra, yeah.
Right, so Tosfos quoted it in Bava Kamma. I assume he's quoting it correctly. You can take another look. Tosfos quotes from the Rashbam in Bava Basra that says in the Furus that by Sechirus you can have Mesiris Mavteach, and so too, Behu Adin L'Knoso. But only by Nechsi Ager you won't be able to have it because there was no one giving you the keys. But if it was a case of someone who's selling you the karka, you can have Mesiris Mavteach to work for the kinyan itself. That's a difficult shita. But that's beyond Rashi. That's far beyond
Rashi. Okay.
Okay, what does Tosfos do here to the sugya? Zok Tosfos. Because of this problem, Nupsat, Umetharish read, the hacha shamasar lo hamavteach. The maski gave the socher key. Notice hamafteach, as the prima gadim is medaik. The point is, there's one key. The key is now in the hands of the socher. So masalah hamafteach velo hechzik. In other words, the socher had not done the kinyan yet for the schiras, because you need a kinyan, you need chazaka, kesesh da chazaka. But the key was handed over. The one who has the key, when Yudalit enters, Leil Yudalit, Chayiv Livdok. That's the one who has the Chiyuv Bedika. A new hachra here. But also she'en biyado mafteach eichi kanes biyivdok. The one who doesn't have the key, how can you expect him to go to Bedika? It's an interesting slur. In terms of the Indian of Bedika's chametz, Chazal felt that the one who's practically in a position to do the bedika, they're the ones that we're going to put the chiyuv on. Even though, recognize, the socher has not yet affected the transaction to be a chalol socher. But he has the key. Why does he have the key? Because they're going to be, he's going to do the kinyan in a few hours. But he has the key before Leil Yudalit. Niu, now understand Tosfos, doesn't mean stamazai, someone who has a key, it has to be within the context of what we're discussing here, besocha. Niu, im hifkid adam avteach beiso itzel adam acher. Let's say a person has a house, and he has one key, and he happens to say to somebody's neighbor, listen, hold my key. So right now comes chesa kochadim of Leil Yudalit, and the key to the house happens to be by some neighbor or stranger, but no shaychus to anyone that's going to be renting the house, about to rent the house, or the owner of the house, stam a guy. Then, Eino Chayv HaNifkar Lebotko, Ela Dafka, Kisher Rotsa LeHachzik BeBayis LeKnosa. So those says it has to be in the context of somebody who's a prospective socher. He's about to be socher the house. But what has not happened yet? He hasn't yet done the kinyan. He hasn't done the kinyan. But he has the mafteach. Why does he have the mafteach? Because he's going to do the kinyan. So what happens according to Tosfos? Interesting perspective. Interesting things happening. So in terms of the shayla of the Gemara, let's see how it relates back to the question. The question of the Gemara was, do we say the maskir's chayv is chamir diday, meaning it was chal already the chiyuv on the maskir, and therefore it doesn't lift? Or do we say, no, the socher has in his mishus, and therefore he does bedikah. So in terms of the theoretical two sides of the equation of the shayla, which side, presumably in Tosfos and the Teretz, is given more weight in theory? Before we get to the caveats.
Maskir.
Yes, maskia. Oh, here, you're right. Here, it's the maskia. The idea that once it's chal, we're taking for granted that once it's chal in the maskia, it stays by the maskia, even though there was a transfer on your dalid, and the soch is the one that's going to be passively eating the chametz. Doesn't matter. The chibur chal. So from the perspective of how the shal was presented, we're giving more weight to the tzad of maskia. Understand this is in contrast to what we said in Rashi, right? The Rashi, we saw more in favor of the socher, except that we showed this extra point that if it was chal already, it stays on the maskia. But Tosas, the svara, that the maskia should remain chayv, that's given more dominance, more credibility, except there's a new variable that gets brought in. And the variable is that if there was already a key given over to the socher before Leil Yadalid, and there's only one key, remember, and the key is what allows for the bedika. Therefore, even though the kinyan wasn't yet done, the kinyan has, but he's someone who's about to, so a person who's going to take the house and in preliminary steps involved to do the formality of the kinyan, he already has the key, and the key is, of course, significant because that's what allows the access to do bedika. So for hilchas bedikas chametz, that's enough to impose the chiyuv on the socher because he already has the key. This is according to Tosas. Now I ask you a following question. Interesting question. But understand, Tosas obviously sees a chiddush here. There was no kinyan. But why does that make sense for Tosas? Because the Lashon HaGemara was that the schiras was happening when? The schiras, the formality, the formal transaction of the schiras was hamaskeh by chavero b'yadalit. That means, obviously, there was no kinyan, right? So LMI, but what could have happened? What could have been before Leil Yadalid? The key was given because they were talking already. They were getting ready to go and do the actual schiras. So Tosas understood that you can have mesiras mafteach even before the kinyan, and that's going to already be koveya that the mitzvah would be on the socha. What if the kinyan would have been done before on the gimel, but the key wasn't given over yet?
It doesn't change anything.
That's what I want to know. What about, according to Shitas Atosis, there was a chazakah that was done for the schiras to become valid, and that was done before Tzeisa Kochadin, but the key wasn't given over. Would that also be enough to mechayev the socher, or it still has to do with Mesiras Mefteach? Even Kenyan alone would not work.
That's a Chidush Aran.
No, the Ran is something else.
But the Marsha is clarifying.
Yeah. So the Marsha assumes, good. The Marsha assumes what you just said, that obviously you need Mefteach. So therefore, Tosas doesn't want to talk about a case that there was a Kenyan already, the Marsha says, because that would be Pashut. Because either way, you need the key. The hakas shemas mafteach below hafzik. Efsir shehutzvichu lomar da'ari below hafzik. The behafzik lo istrich lemisni b'mishemasel mafteach. The brisa can be talking about hafzik because then it must be pshitahi. Because siras mafteach apparently is taken for granted. So then the chiddush is even though it's lo hafzik. But you can't talk about hefzik without mesiras mafteach as consequential. The mashal takes for granted you need the key to be given over. Otherwise, the socher couldn't be chay. And so is Mefurish and Tosas HaRash, Rabosa. Tosas HaRash, when he brings this shot of the Ri, he says, after asking Harashi, Hilkach Nira Lefarish, the mesiras hamafteach tuluya habedika, bein hefzik, bein lo hefzik. You hear? Mesiras hamafteach tuluya habedika, bein hechzik, bein lo hechzik. The misha mafteach biyado b'shas chiyu bedika, yachol likonis v'livdok. It goes on with the mice of giving it to somebody else who's not shaykh to this, that won't count. But he says, mefuris bein hechzik, bein lo hechzik. On the bottom of the Tosas HaRash, the Mitzayim, the Bach apparently disagreed. The Bach didn't see Tosas HaRash. The Bach held that l'fi Tosos, either one would be enough. Mesiras mafteach without a kinyan would be enough, like Tosas explains. But so would be the other way around. If the socher has the actual schiras before Leil Yadalid, even if it doesn't have the key, it's his schiv to bedika. I'll have to get the key. Okay, I'll get the key. But having the kinyan schiras is also sufficient, according to the Bach. Habachar Acham, Ikon Abadim, Tav Lamed Zayin. Im Herzik, Abishalo, Kimavtei Achayev Livdok. And Mashal disagrees. Interesting, Machlokas. What is the word according to Tosis? Let's try to explain a little bit here. What's the pshat? What does it mean exactly? There was no formal schirus, chal, but there's intention. So Chazal felt that for Hilchas B'dikas Chametz, that's good enough. What's the pshat exactly? What's the pshat? So I think it goes back to the fact that why is Tosis Hol B'dikas Chametz is instituted? What was the underlying reason? Remember Tosis Dav Beis, we've been saying it again and again. Shavu Yochol. And Shavu Yochol, of course, is more mistaver for who? For the Socha. So Chazal, when Metakim B'dikas Chametz, based on their guidelines of Shema Yavol Ocho. So they're willing to say that there is already a basis for the Socha to be Mechoyev. Mishusho, it's in his Mishus. Elamai, what? The Maskir was Chalrei the Chiv. Yeah, but if there was already something that gives the Socha that much more ability to do the B'dikah, and after the Chametz is in his Mishus, and every reason is that he should do the Bedika, so that's going to be enough to view it as the Mishus HaSocher is now, it's Ki'ilu, the Bais was Nichnas Mishus HaSocher for Bedika's Chametz. Ad Kedikach, that according to the Bach, even without the key, if he has the Kinyan, it's also enough, because Petosis, basically, the Mishus HaSocher takes over. It's Ki'ilu, it's the Socher's house of Bedika's Chametz, even though technically, in Bailus-wise, it's not yet his, it's not Shchirus yet, but enough that there is already a cause for the Socha to have B'dikas Chametz. He's the one that would eat it. Therefore, just the fact that there's the key and the intention to take it over is already enough to imagine that the house is already the Socha's. Someone mentioned the Ran before. Where does the Ran differ from Tosfos? The Ran of Bidl-Dabit also, a whole new configuration. According to Tosfos, the key alone, Mesias Mateach alone, again, there's one key, is enough to mechayv the Socha. What does the Ran say? Interesting Lashon HaRan. Let me run in the riff maybe first. Similar in this Chiddushi HaRan. Let's just take a look. He has the same kasha on Rashi as Tosis does. Let's find it here. Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaveiro. So first of all, he says, Litzorach Yedalit, Umimenu Ve'elach, right? It's Litzorach Yedalit and on, not on Yedalit. Which, of course, allows the Ran to say what he's going to say, that the Kinyan could have been done already, and it had to be done already. Says the Ran, Ad Shalosu Mavteach, Lav L'meimah, the Mesiris Mavteach, Koneh, the Hamina B'Vavakama, the Lokanya, Kishem Shekakening, is because the Chazaka, Kach Shchirus, Bafilachi Hamina, the Nihina Socha Kina'o, even though the Socha was Koneh, Afilu hachi, here's what he says, Kevan Shabbayis shal maskir, v'achomet shalo, so the socher already has the schirus. He did a kinyan schirus. But the bayis belongs to the maskir, so does the chametz. V'adayin habayis mu'ukav etzlo, and the bayis is still held back from the socher in terms of access. She'en ha-socher nichnas sham, Since the Mavteach is in the hands of the Maskir still, Ala Maskir Livdok. So the Maskir has to do the checking, even though the Socher has already the Kinyas Chirus. The Inmasal of Mavteach Kodim Yidalit, Kev Anse Kinao Kedino. Now that we already know, he already established that he was Kona the house for Chirus. And he is in his ability to go out and in. What's going on according to the Ran? First, the bottom line. According to the Ran, what had to happen for sure in the context of Mesiris Mavteach to Mechayev the Socher? What had to also happen? What's a given here according to the Ran? What's the given? Kinyan. There had to be what?
Kinyan.
A Kinyan. There had to be a Kinyan. Now, even when there's a Kinyan, if the key is the one holding the key is still the maskir, then even though a Maisa there's a Kinyan here for the Socher, that's not enough to make the Socher chayiv. According to the Bach and Tosfos, it certainly would. That was the bach that we said for Tosfos. Because Namis the Shechivas was chal already. But for the run, that doesn't mean anything. And understand why. Because for Tosfos, what was the driving force of the Digas Chametz? Shema Yavu Ocho. So we already see why the Socher's Rishus is very significant. For the Rambam, it never was a Yeshu. We never saw that as a driving force in Digas Chametz in the Rambam. I have it side one way, I have it side another way. The Masker owns the Chametz, the Socher has the Rishus of Chametz. Okay. What's going to be Koveya here? I have like two sides here. Which side is equal, has more weight? I don't know. I don't know. So what's going to weigh in and count and push one over the edge? Mishiras Mavteach. And that's how it's mashma in the lesson of the Chidush Haran. Here where he chazes over the two sides is when he mentions the Inyan of Beiso Shohan Maskin that we quoted yesterday. But the Ran presents it as follows. Again, consistent with the Ran over here. There had to be a Kinyan. Says the Ran in the Chidushim, he says, we're talking not like Rashi that this is the Kenyan. What's a Kenyan? Kigon Shekana Shchiruso, Bekesav Rishtar B'Chazaka. He acquired the Shchirus with a Kenyan. Shchirus Kaka Nikneis Bekach, Kidamin B'Meruva. Fine. Va'afilu Hachi, even though there was already a Kenyan of the Shchirus, Talia Milsa B'Mesiras Mavteach. Everything is going to hang on whether the key was handed over. Why? This is how he puts it. He has very interesting lesson. The kevan de'ika taima l'chiyuva l'maskir. There's a reason that the masker should be chayiv. What is that reason? Listen to the lesson. Mishum. The besa didehu b'chamir didehu. He throws in a second factor. The Gemara's lesson was chamir didehu. The lesson is, there's a reason for the grounds for the masker doing b'dika. Besa didehu chamir didehu. That was how the Ran included in the first side. That's why perhaps Mechira would not be a shayla, because by Mechira it's not based on the day. That's what we noted from the Ran, the deal kolash and the Ran. That's on the one hand. The ika time and nami chiyuve the socher mishum the hasta b'shusei kai, which is also machayv. So now what? This is after the Kenyan. There was a Kenyan. Because when did it happen? When did it happen according to the Ran? Not on Yudalit. The Ran is wording Yudalit means with Sorach Yudalit, right? There was a Kenyan already. She was mastering in Yud-Bei, Yud-Gimel. But now, within the context of what we have, a master in Socher, Kenyan was done. I have understanding why maybe the master should do it, based on today, Chamir today. I have a reason to think the Socher should do it because it's in his Rishus. Now what? How will be Machmir the Shaila? I don't really know which one should have more weight. I hear why maybe the Chamshim attack in the master, Dubadika, the Socher. So now what's going to be the Koveya? Mesiras Mavteach, Machra Amilsa, hang of the key is going to determine the issue. The Imasa Lo Mavteach, Kodim Yedalit Ala Socher Livdok, the Imlo Masa Lo Mavteach, Achechal Yedalit, then Afishakana Socher, Schiviso Kodim Ochet, Ala Maska Livdok, Kim Shabbais Mukava Dain Echlo, it's still holding by him, Beina Socher Yachul Kones. If he can't go in, then Lamaisa, we're going to make the Maska do it. So according to the Ran, it's not about showing that because he has the key, therefore it's ki'ilu gabi b'tikas chametz, the house entered into his mishus. Nothing of that sort. The house is, so to speak, in his mishus based on shechirus, but that's not the point. B'tikas chametz, at the end of the day, there's really two sides to who should do b'tika. And the logical thing is, okay, so now comes Leil Yedalit, who has the ability to do the b'tika? That's who the Cham put it on. It's ki'ilu. The two sides of the chakira are still of equal standing. Because we're not really weighing in here to try to put more weight on ala maski versus ala socher. At the end of the day, I hear both sides. So now, what's going to ultimately make the decision? Chazal is going to say, who has the key? Who can go in and do bedika? Whereas for Tosis, really, what it's really doing is really giving you the idea that the Rishus HaSocher has suddenly one out, because we could say, well, Gabi Bedika, it's Ki'ilu is Nechas L'Rishuso, because we have every reason to understand why Rishus HaSocher is the Machayev. It could happen, he's going to eat it. So Elamai, what's considered to be Gabi Bedika Shchametz Rishus HaSocher? The answer is, it doesn't have to be the Kinyan Shchiris. It could be the key itself, because he intends to get it. So Gabi B'dikas Chametz, we're going to consider it to be Beisr Shalas Socher. Gabi B'dikas Chametz. For the Ram, it's not about that. It's about simply understanding that both of these Stadim are fine. But now, practically, who can go in? Who has the usage? Yotzi V'nechnas. Who's a male going to be able to? Who's going to have the function of the house? The male, they're going to do the bedika. So we have really three shitas in Mesiras Nafteach. According to Rashi, what is Mesiras Nafteach about? No, chaver. Kinyan. We know kaka is not nicknamed Mesiras Nafteach. It's only a chazekel kni. That's kaka itself. Shchiras kaka. You have another method. And that's Mesiras Nafteach because it's for the usage. So giving him the key. And that's what the Gemara means. It, basically, the socher should do bedika, but if there was already, if it wasn't yet given over, the king didn't happen yet for the Schirus, and this is the king mentioned here, then it was already chal on the maskir, then it stays by the maskir. That's the achra of the Gemara at the end, according to Rashi. According to Tosos, the achra of the Gemara Shaila is basically, yes, if it's chal already on the maskir, from before the chiyuv, as you thought, it stays by the maskir. That was the Shaila. But you should know something. It's already considered like the Meshus HaSocher could take over, even if there was no kinyan of the Socher. But as long as it was intention, and there was giving over the key, Chazal already gave the weight to Meshus HaSocher based on that consideration of the Mesiras Mavteach. But short of that, yes, once it's Chal on the maskir, it's not going to lift. But if it's already considered to be Nichlas Meshus HaSocher by virtue of Mesiras Mavteach, according to the Bach, even a Kenyan alone, but according to Tosis, for sure, even if there was no Kenyan, but that's enough. Went to the Ran, and that's because Tosis understood that the Maisa of Schiras was happening on your Dalit. So for all we know, there was no Kenyan. Apparently, there was no Kenyan. There's intention. There was discussions. So Tosis, Schiras Mavteach does it by itself. Went to the Ran, really, I hear both sides. There was a discussion on the Kenyan earlier. But if the key is still by the maskir, then he'll have to do it. If the key was given over already, then the socher will do it. This is the array of shitas in Gabi Mesiras Mavteach. What's left for us to do, I both say, is to come back to another piece of the sugya that we began with, to come back full circle. In other words, there really are two inyanim here in the sugya, two layers in the sugya. There's the issue at stake midoraisa. What happened to Bayira midoraisa? And then what are we dealing with in terms of the Gemara's framing the Shaila about Maske or Socher, Bedika Durabana. So what do we do with the Bedika Doraisa issue? So here we had different approaches. We had the approach of Abenu David that we have to chazer over. Abenu David and the Ran, Chidush Ran, say that there's no issue of Bayirah Doraisa because, what do they say? Neither one should have a Bayirah. Not the Maske, not the Socher. Because in order to have Bayirah, you have to have first Dairus and the Chametz. And it has to be Rishuso. If it's not Shulcha, even if it's your Rishuso, then you're not buying Bayira, and vice versa. If it's yours and not Rishuso, if it's Rishuso and it's not yours, either way. Elamai Midrabanan, there's a halacha to burn Chametz Yishal Yisrael. That's the Shailu. Whose mitzvah is that? That's the Mahalcha of Abinu David. Then again, we have Abinu Peretz that says that no, the issue would have been a Bayira that would have definitely been Mechayev the Maskim Midaraisa, except that there was Bittu. It was bitter, so therefore that's out of the question. Now we have a Shaila, and he learns in Alderach HaTosfos. And now we had Rashi, and that's the real challenge, to figure out what Rashi was saying. Rashi addresses the issue about Yerah by saying there was bitter, but he doesn't really let us in on the secret, and if there wouldn't have been bitter, then who would have had it by Yerah? And then there would be no Shaila of who has to do the Bedikah. So what did Rashi mean? So we saw so far two approaches. We have to flesh them out a little bit more and see if we can present something more for Shitas Rashi. That's coming back to the beginning of the sugya. Okay, well, you have at least a mahalach in reading the sugya, how it all flows, chazer it all over, what's the original tashma from mezuzah, and how does it get deflected, and how different ways to read that, and then how does it play out with the maskanat hagemar, mesiras mavteach, and which side is getting more weight at the end of the gemara, and what exactly are the details of mesiras mavteach in terms of different shitas that we saw. Okay? Yes.
Yes. I have a question. Can you share?